Hello and welcome to Studio Carry On Harry in association with Balabalay Radio Broadcast, Minutes of Wisdom, the podcast where we share practical tips and strategies for personal development. I'm your host Mike, and in this episode, we'll be talking about communication skills. Communication skills are essential for success in both personal and professional relationships. They help us express ourselves clearly and confidently, understand and respond appropriately to the emotions of others, and build strong, meaningful connections. In this episode, we'll explore some of the key skills involved in effective communication and offer tips for developing these skills. The first skill we'll focus on is active listening. This means giving your full attention to the person speaking and really hearing what they're saying. One key tip for active listening is to ask clarifying questions to ensure that you've understood the speakers. Another important communication skill is giving and receiving feedback. This involves providing constructive feedback to others in a way that is helpful and non-judgmental, as well as being able to accept feedback from others and use it to improve your own performance. A third skill is expressing oneself clearly and confidently. This means being able to articulate your thoughts and ideas in a way that is easily understood by others, and communicating with confidence and authority. Finally, empathy is a critical communication skill. This means being able to understand and respond appropriately to the emotions of others, even when you don't necessarily agree with them. One key tip for developing empathy is to practice active listening and try to see things from the other person's perspective. So, how can we develop our communication skills and become more effective communicators? Here are some key tips. Practice active listening. This means giving your full attention to the speaker and really hearing what they're saying. Develop your feedback skills. This means being able to provide constructive feedback to others in a helpful and non-judgmental way, as well as accepting feedback from others and using it to improve your own performance. Work on expressing yourself clearly and confidently. This means being able to articulate your thoughts and ideas in a way that is easily understood by others and communicating with confidence and authority. Finally, develop empathy. This means being able to understand and respond appropriately to the emotions of others, even when you don't necessarily agree with them. Remember, effective communication is a key skill for success in both personal and professional relationships. By practicing active listening, developing your feedback skills, expressing yourself clearly and confidently, and developing empathy, you can become a more effective communicator and build stronger, more meaningful connections with those around you. That's all for today's episode. Thank you.